Are you with me so far?
Amen.
So to a certain degree, it's good to teach our girls, hey, hold up. Don't go trusting everybody just like that, because there's a bunch of sharks out there. The problem that we have with this kind of thing is that at the end, they will surely have some hard time trusting in Jesus, again, male figure, if they are taught from the get-go not to trust in males. Are we together so far? Mm-hmm. I had my psychology office for 5 long years. I had 998 patients or customers, whatever you want to call. 85% of the people that came to my office had a trust issue. Trusting issues. Because of a bad experience that they had. And the sad part is, it was something major, something big. And that bad memory was brought into the spiritual world. Some people up to this, they have difficult trusting in God because of a bad experience they had with a family member that was a male. Maybe daddy, maybe uncle, maybe an ex-husband, maybe an ex-boyfriend. And that kind of mentality is developed and they have difficult trusting, and this goes to the spiritual realm. And many of them will go through life miserable, having difficult trusting in God because of a bad experience on the past. Now, let's change this. I'm here tonight to sell you the idea that our God will keep every single promise that He made to you.
That's right.
I'm going to say again, and this is going to be, you say, boy, you really working on this. I am. The Lord spoke through the lips of Mama Jenkins. We remember Mama Jenkins, right?
Yes.
That all this on the back would be ours.
Wow.
Everything on the back will be ours. All right. I have time. We got time. We got this. We got done. We finished. I tried to buy this land next door 3.5 years ago. It never worked. Now He came to us, and so does the land on a handshake.
Amen. Praise God.
So what you're saying? God can be trusted with His promise.
Yes.
God will keep all promises made to you. Why you say that, preacher? Because God is trustworthy.
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 10:23. Read it with me. Let's hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who's promised
is faithful. Amen.
I want you to reach out to somebody and say, don't shake on your faith.
Don't shake on your faith. God is faithful.
God is faithful.
Yes.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
God is faithful. If God promised, He's going to do it.
Yes.
Well, I've been asking, never came in yet. You're not ready yet. When you're ready, it will fall on your lap. Watch this. May I have the Message Bible here, brother? The back slide, the translation. Let's keep a firm grip on the promise that keeps us going. Tell your neighbor, keep a firm grip on your blessing.
Keep a firm grip on your blessing. Let it go.
God is coming through.
God is coming through. Amen.
You can trust in God because God always keeps His word.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how long it may take and why nothing takes so long. Because you may not be ready to get it. The Apostle Paul was in one part in Asia, and he wanted to cross over. God said, no, absolutely not, sir. Absolutely not. But the Russians need Jesus too. No, sir, you ain't going to Russia. And on the other side, he heard, he had a vision, people say, cross over, come and help us. Y'all remember the story? Even the big dogs, like the Apostle Paul, God had to put a break. No, not yet. I don't want you to go there. You can count on the words of God. You better hold a firm grip on the promises. That's going to keep you going. And always remember that your God always keep his word. Amen. Listen to the NLT, just for the fun of it. Let's hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep his promise. Reach out to somebody and tell them, God can be trusted. Another way, another verse that will prove that God is good for the money is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. That scripture tells us that God is dependable and can be trusted. Read it with me. God will make this happen. Your promise will come through,
yes,
because the one who called you is faithful.
Yes.
End of story. The Backslider translation is a little crazy, but still sweet to read. The one who called you
is completely dependent. If you say it, he will do it.
Come on, read it with me. The one who called you is completely dependable. If you say it, he'll do it. Reach out to your neighbor and say, God will do it.
God will do it.
Because it's dependable.
Dependable.
You know, folks, no matter how bad of experience we may have had in the past, your God is dependable.
Yes, yes.
I always say, Lord, you better not promise it, because if you do, you're hooked. I believe it.
Yes.
And it's going to come through. So we are told that all this is going to be ours. All right, we already have this.
Yeah.
April the 11th, we're going to have the one on the back. I already started cleaning the place.
All right.
I did.
Amen.
Donald is helping to clean the place. Said, did you pay for this thing? I said, yes. Money exchanges? Not yet. Okay. Isn't this man going to cuss me out? Said, no, we shook hands.
That's right.
Just like on the old days. On the 11th, he will have $90,000 that God is sending our way.
Amen.
And then within the next 12 months, he's going to have the rest. You sure I should go there? Well, if you don't want to clean, I'll get somebody else. No, 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 just making sure. I will gladly to tell the man to work next door, because I know that our God is dependable.
Yes.
Yes.
You have a dependable God. God has never failed us yet, and he never will. So God can be trusted because he's completely dependable. And God's not going to call us to do the work and then not be a dependable God. I would have dumped him in a heartbeat. I got to have a God that is dependable. You know, you put your life on the line, you're taking risks, getting old, gray-haired, and whatnot. You better have a God that's good for the money. And your God is.
Amen.
The one who called you is completely dependable.
Yes.
If he said it,
you
do it. Come on, tell somebody again, God will do it.
God will do it.
Another proof you can trust in your God. God will not change his mind.
Amen.
Isn't that something? Amen. Listen to number 23:19.
Hallelujah.
God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of a man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken? Your God does not change his mind. Maybe a spouse will change his mind or her mind. Maybe a child may change their mind. Our children may change. Maybe family members may change their minds. Our employers may change their mind. But God does not change His mind. So what you're saying? He's good for the money. I'll give you homework. Take 7 days and go promise hunting. What? Promises hunting. What is that? Whenever you open the Bible to read, you're going to look on that chapter. What promise is there on that chapter? Then write it down and claim it. Claim it. Do you think that work? God is not a man that he should lie. So God does not change his mind like mankind does. You can trust in God because God will keep his promise. Number four. I love this scripture in Isaiah 46, 11. When God speaks, he does it. Read it with me. I will call a swift bird of prey from the east, a leader from a distant land to come and do my bidding. I have said it. Somebody's going to do God's bidding if we're not willing to do. But nothing will stop God from doing what he has purposed to do. So tell your neighbor, God will do it.
God will do it.
You can trust God because God will do it. One of the things that is so sweet in the Word of God, as I was going through these references here, did you know that God will never take back his promise? Did you know that? God will never take back his promises. You know, you may do a business deal and somebody may take back that. You may have a marriage covenant. One of them may take back and walk away on it. Anything can happen, but with our God, he will never take back his promises. Listen to Psalms chapter 89, verse 33 and 34. Let's start with the Message Bible. Read it with me. But I will never throw them out, never abandon or disown them. Do you think I'd withdraw all? No, do you think I'd withdraw my holy promise or take back words I've already spoken? Absolutely not. God will not take back the words that he has spoken. Never, ever, ever, ever. Are we together on this? God is not going to take back the promises that he made to you and I. I actually like what you have in Psalms 145, verse 13. Watch this. Talking about God, for your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule through all generations. The Lord always keeps and he is gracious in all he does. I want to call your attention to something in here. Mostly like, this is something that you may have never seen. I told you that God will not take back his promises, right? Somebody recently said, you know, preacher, I am not from this church, but most of the stuff that you read over there was promised to people in the old days. That's true. And it's still good today. Prove it. Here we go. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, which means it's going to last forever. Is that correct?
Yep.
So the promise made for the folks then is good for us today because this kingdom lasts forever. Is that right? And then he says, You, God, rule throughout one generation. So if he rules out throughout all generations, the promise made to Adam is still good for us. Because he's king forever, because he rules forever, and he always keeps his promise.
Amen.
He always keeps his promise.
Yes.
Come on, tell your neighbor. God will always keep his promise.
God always keep his
promise. Always keep his promise. Listen to Daniel chapter 9, verse 4. And I prayed to the Lord my God, and made a confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who? He keeps his love. He keeps his covenant with people who love him. Now, Brother Harry, can you put that on the New Living Translation, please? Watch this. I pray to the Lord my God and I confessed. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. Listen to the word. I pray to the Lord my God and
confess.
It's got to be uttered. Start confessing the promise. Start confessing the promise. Start speaking the promise. Start calling it into existence. Oh Lord, you are a great and awesome God. You always fulfill your covenant and keeps your promise of unfailing love to those who love you and obey your commandments. My Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Tell somebody, God will keep his promise to all that is concerned you.
Amen.
To all that is concerning you. The problem is that many times promises doesn't come through because we are lazy people. God is waiting for you. Did you know that? To trust him so promises can come through. Where are you, preacher? Number 6. Isaiah 30, verse 18. Read it with me. So the Lord must wait for you to come to him so he can show you his love and compassion. For the Lord is a faithful God. Blessed are those come on, tell somebody, you better go to God for your promises. Move! The Lord is waiting, folks, for you and I to come. So he can show us his love and compassion. He can give us the promises that are in the book. 8. Even when things look tough and difficult, rest assured, God's promises for us is yes and amen. What are you saying, preacher? A lot of people think that everything that they want, God's going to say yes. It doesn't say this here. It does not. Listen to 1 Corinthians 1:20. Watch this. For all of God's now, get this. We may venture to say that whatever we want is included in this. But what the verses is saying here, all of God's promises. If God made a promise in the Bible for you and I, the answer is yes. And we say amen. And God gets the glory and we got the promise. I want one of you now to think about something that is a promise on the word of God and you want it? One of you. Okay, I want you just to think. Is it there? Say with me, this promise is a yes. And I say amen.
And I say amen.
Come on, somebody else. Think about something right now. Is that thought about? All right, you thought about that? Okay. Say with me, this promise is yes. And I say amen.
And I say amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If it is a promise, it is a yes. When you come to Christ Jesus, if it is a promise for you, it's a yes. It will come or it will come. Otherwise, it will come. Because all of God's promise has been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And I answer, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
So, I'm going to tell you now a promise. My God shall supply all my needs. Is that right?
Yes.
I need $90,000 to pay this man on the 11th. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Amen, Lord.
Amen.
You got it?
Yes.
God can be trusted.
Amen.
God can be trusted. It's always good to remind yourself that no promise of God will be left unfulfilled. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes.
Let's go to Joshua 21:15. Can you give me 1:15? Something is not kosher here. Huh. How dare you? All right, I'll be back on this one. I was typing when the phone rang. Huh? Job? No, it's Joshua. Let's continue. Give me Psalm 71:22. Read it with me. Then I will praise you with music on the harp because, oh my God, I will sing praises to you with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel. I want you to reach to somebody and say, knowing that God is faithful, we will praise Him with music.
Fala na minha mesa. Fala na minha mesa e pega papel que está de cabeça para baixo, pequenininho.
What happened? Can I say that again? Knowing that God is faithful, we'll praise Him with music. Because He are faithful to all His promises. Can you agree with me? That God is good to be trusted. He's promised. It's good to be trusted because they are backed by the honor of His name. Listen to Psalms 138:2. I want you to read it with me. I bow before you, holy temple, as I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness. And what else? God can be trusted because every single promise made by God is backed up by the honor of His name.
Amen.
If I was living in Great Britain and I would hang out with Queen Elizabeth, the media would pick up on it. I think if I would come to a restaurant and I left my wallet, I would say, call the Queen. She just tell them to put it on my account. And I would tell the guy, you know, miss? Yeah, you're the dude that hang out with the Queen. Yeah. I left my wallet home and the Queen asked you to put it in her account. Do you think that would happen? Yes, it would. Because the Queen's name carry a weight. I sent somebody a little while ago to go to a place to get something. But I forgot to give the money. And I needed. So I told him, call the manager and tell them that Paul Santos sent you there. I need that stuff right away. If needed be, call me, put him on the phone. So he goes. No money. You know, you're talking, giving instruction. The phone is ringing and this and that and the other. So come on, Donald, speed up. You got to get this thing done today. He get in there. Say, you didn't give me any money. I don't have money on me. Go to the manager. Ask for the store manager. And tell them that you need that stuff. And Paul Santos sent you there. If he doesn't believe, tell him to call me. He's going to ask you for my phone number. Give them this number. All right. So he pulled the cart back. Can I talk to the store manager? What's the problem? I need to talk to the store manager. What is it all about? I need to talk to the store manager. I can help you. No, you can't because you're not the store manager. I need the store manager. He said, they were giving a hard time. Finally, the store manager came. He said, I work for Paul Santos. Okay. He sent me to pick up this thing here. But he didn't give him the money, nor the card. He said, that's all right. You go to the cashier, ring the man, and get the bill, and send it to my office. Within 10 minutes, Donald left. He was here within 20 minutes. Said, how did it go? So the man has your bill on his office. By the end of my shift, I stopped at Home Depot and I paid for that bill. I'm not a big shot, but there was a relationship between me and that store manager that I could send somebody to pick up something without money, and they gave on the strength of the name. Your God is good for the money. Because his promises are backed up by the honor of his name. Amen. If God says you're blessed, you are blessed. And there's no demon in hell that's going to change that. Amen. End of story. End of story. God's promises are backed by the honor of his name. I could say it is backed by his name. Amen. Let's wrap up. You may be asking, preacher, why is it that I pray so much and have prayed the promises and nothing happened? To be honest, I don't know. Each one of us are different. I went to pray for a man. Pastor John took me with him before he died, 6 months before he died. We would go to pray for that man every single week. He had cancer on the lungs. We pray. The lungs were good. A week later, the cancer came on the kidneys. We go. We pray. He got healed. Then go home. A week later, the cancer came back on the chest. And this thing kept traveling the man's body. Pastor John passed away. And the wife kept coming here. Me and my wife would go all the way to Montgomery General Hospital, you know, way out there somewhere. And we prayed for this man, and we prayed, and we prayed, and we prayed. He would have got healed from one thing, something else would have got. The cancer was traveling among in his body. So I said, called the wife, are you guys into masonry? No, no, no. Are you into fraternal society? No, 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 no. Why you ask that? The cancer is traveling to the body. And this usually happens when somebody is involved with secret society, masonry, or that kind of garbage. No, 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 no. Well, then God start lying because we've done everything that God said. Oh, God, don't lie. Somebody's lying in here. The man died 3 days later. So I'm waiting because he used to attend sporadically on the other temple to be called for the funeral. I was never called to do the funeral. That's odd. We got an invitation to go to the funeral. And when I got in there, I was told I could have 3 minutes. I said, lady, I don't need to talk in nobody's funeral. When we come close to the casket, he is dressed as Sons of the Desert, which is a Mason lodge. So sometimes promises doesn't come through because people lie. Sometimes promises don't come through because they're still tied up with the old life. So to the question of, oh, preacher, what about me? I've been praying the word of God and nothing happened. All I can give you is 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Read it with me. But we have these promises, dear friends. Let us cleanse ourselves from everything that can defile our body or spirit. And let us work toward complete holiness because we fear God. If you have been praying the promises and it's not coming through, you know, let's work on cleaning ourselves up. You know why? Because the one who called you is faithful. He will not lie. His promise is backed by the honor of his name. So if we are calling on the promise and it's not coming, well, let's stop and do a little checkup, you know, some self-analysis. I like, it's crazy, but I like the way that the Backslider translation has it. Watch this. With promises like this to pull us on, dear friends, let's make a clean break with everything that defiles or distracts us, both within and without. Let's make our entire lives fit and holy temples for the worship of God. So if the promise is not coming through, let's do an analysis, in and out. Let's check. Maybe the very reason that your promises are not coming through, as I said in the beginning, is that maybe like my cousin Judith, you had a bad experience with a male in your life. And deep down inside, on the back of your mind, you have a difficult trust in your God. But let me wrap up by telling you this. You, God, can be trusted. Amen. End of story. It's time for you to start to go promise hunting. Write down the promises. Put it all over the house. Little sticky notes. My Lord, I'm waiting for my boat. I'm just kicking things up in the air. Oh, I'm waiting for my new home. And by the way, I don't want to pay for that. Can you cause somebody to pay for me? Why not? Jerry Fitzgerald and Harry Winkler travel as evangelists. And their car broke down. Jerry Fitzgerald is coming from California, doing a crusade revival in California. When he comes to Kentucky, Kansas area, the car gave up. Clock, 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 clock. I even joke, I guess this is why they call it clunkers, right? He said the car was clock, 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 clock. And then a voice spoke to him, pull in the next town and stop in front of such and such store. He did pull in and he looked, there's the store. He'd never been in that town. He parked. A voice told him, back off, but in front of the store. Back off three cars. He back off three car lengths. So he turned off the engine. And his wife, Cicelyne, asked, what are you doing? She said, the Lord told me to stop him in front of the store. And he told me to back off three cars. So what's going to do next? I don't know. I'm waiting for the answer. Within 30 minutes, this man come in a big Ford pickup truck, parked beside him. Is you a preacher? He said, yes, I am. I sure am. Is you coming from California for my revival? I sure am. I was in my room, and my God told here to come and take you home. So he started the clunker. And here you go, clock, 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 clock. And they go to the man's house, and he has to go in a little hill. And the clunker started making a fuss to get to the top. He told Fitzgerald, Master, I never did that before, but my God said to go and get you, bring you into my home, and feed you. So they gave a nice room. Huh? They gave him a nice room. Fed him real good, and then he discovered that the man's mother-in-law had cancer. He prayed for her. She got up of bed, and she was healed. He asked him, Mr. Preacher, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Pennsylvania. That's where I live, and from there I have to go to New Hampshire, somewhere up that side. He said, my mother has this brand new Chevy Caprice here, has only 3,700 miles, and she ain't drive anymore. She already signed the title. I want to put this car on your name. And by the way, here's $2,500 for you to make home. When he comes home, he has a $1,900 bill to be paid. He paid and had enough to give a double tithe to the kingdom of God. Amen. You can bank on your God. He can be trusted. Your God will keep you his promises to you, whether you like it or not. So be blessed tonight.